Track 12. We have a couple of feature items for you this week. Both are taken from TNF soundings and have been written by Heather and are read by Alistair. The first short item is one about the largest litters ever recorded by the charity Guide Dogs. Bakery theme names have been chosen for a list of 13 guide dog puppies, all of which are now in training with the aim of becoming fully fledged guide dogs this year. This is followed by an article about co-founder of the Sight Savers charity, Lady Jean Wilson, who has died at the age of 103. The article looks back at how she and her husband worked together to improve life for visually impaired people and how Sight Savers continues to build on their legacy.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Alistair Hutton with an article from Heather. Training is underway for one of the largest litters of puppies welcomed by the charity Guide Dogs. Doggy mum Yori, a golden retriever cross, gave birth to a huge litter of 13 puppies at the end of last summer. A normal litter size averages around 7 or 8 pups. The litter has been nicknamed the Baker's Dozen, reflecting the common historical practice of bakers in rounding up a dozen loaves to 13. It's generally thought the bakers adopted this practice to make sure they didn't fall foul of strict laws that linked the price of their wares to minimum weights. In keeping with the Baker's Dozen nickname, all 13 puppies have been given bakery-themed names. The 6 girls have been called Apple, Eccles, Coco, Chelsea, Custard and Ginger. Meanwhile, the 7 boys have been named Biscuit, Crumble, Bagel, Crumpet, Pretzel, Rye and Tiger. Because of the size of the litter, it was felt that Mum Yori might struggle to look after all 13 puppies. With this in mind, for their first 8 weeks, 10 puppies stayed with Yori, while 3 were fostered by another guide dog with a smaller litter born at the same time. At 8 weeks old, the full litter of 13 was reunited at Guide Dogs National Centre near Leamington Spa. Now embarking on the next step towards becoming guide dogs, each of the Baker's Dozen has a new temporary home with one of the guide dogs' volunteer puppy raisers around the UK. They'll stay with their puppy raisers until they're old enough to join the formal guide dog training programme. If all 13 make the grade, they should be on track to become fully fledged guide dogs next year in 2027. Every year, around 1,350 puppies start their journey to become a guide dog, but it is an expensive business as it now costs £77,000 to breed, puppy raise and train each guide dog.
TNF Soundings.
This year's death of Lady Jean Wilson at the age of 103 marks the end of her personal 75-year commitment to fighting sight loss. However, her work will continue through the Sight Savers charity that she co-founded with her late husband, a charity that has helped millions of people across the world. Lady Jean Wilson and her husband, Sir John Wilson, founded the charity back in 1950. In reality, though, the journey to creating the charity had begun almost 20 years earlier, in 1931, when the 12-year-old John was blinded in a school chemistry lesson accident. John adapted to living without sight and referred to his blindness as nothing more than a confounded nuisance. After a law degree at Oxford University, John's first job was assistant secretary at the National Institute for the Blind. However, he felt the organisation had old-fashioned attitudes, focusing simply on sheltered workshop projects where blind people made baskets and brooms. During the Second World War, John realised that factories were short of workers, so he set out on visits to establish what work could be carried out by blind people. By the end of the war, more than 3,000 visually impaired people were working in factories alongside sighted people and earning a proper wage. In 1944, Jean and John married, and a couple of years later, he embarked on a tour of Africa and the Middle East, visiting what was then the British Empire. He was shocked at the scale of blindness he encountered and returned home determined to do something about it. But his bosses at the National Institute for the Blind said it was outside the organization's remit. It was then that Jean and John decided to create a new organization to tackle the problem. In January 1950, they founded what was then called the British Empire Society for the Blind to help advance the rights of blind people and remove the stigma of being blind in Africa. The charity was later renamed Sight Savers. The new charity set out to achieve its aims through social inclusion, training, and education, bringing together John's experience of blindness and Jean's training as a teacher. One of the charity's first projects in Africa involved farm training centres set up by John and Jean in the 1950s to teach blind men how to farm a small plot of land. This training enabled the men to provide for themselves and their families while gaining dignity, independence, and respect in their village communities. Jean's experience as a teacher was instrumental in the charity's work to found schools for the blind and disabled children. Jean used her teaching knowledge to study the American approach to integrated schooling before she and John started their first integrated education project, offering places to blind and disabled children in Uganda. In the early days of the charity in the 1950s, work started in Kenya, Uganda, Ghana, Malawi, Zimbabwe, and Nigeria, with several other African countries following in the next two decades. In the 1960s and 70s, Sight Savers expanded into Asia, with projects in India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, and continued to extend its work across Africa. John was knighted in 1975. John and Jean continued to campaign together for the cure and prevention of blindness until John's death in 1999. After his death, Jean continued her advocacy work with Sight Savers and remained a vice president of the charity until she herself died in 2026. Now, more than 75 years on from their first projects, and thanks to John Jean's vision, the charity works in 33 countries across Africa and Asia. Since it began in 1950, Sight Savers has had a huge impact. For example, it has carried out 9.7 million cataract operations, trained 380,000 people with disabilities to help them earn a living, and distributed 1.8 billion treatments to prevent debilitating diseases. This is all thanks to the vision created by a young couple in the 1950s. Today, Sight Savers' three priorities are protecting sight, fighting disease, and disability rights. And if fighting sight loss and disability discrimination was not enough, Jean and John also went on to found other organisations to support people with a range of disabilities. These organisations include the Impact Foundation, which aims to prevent disabilities caused by disease or lack of medical services, the Hearing Conservation Council, and the International Agency for the Prevention of Blindness.
TNS Soundings.